This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Now, Kurt will join us in the next segment and go the final three segments with us. But Ethan's going to start today because we're going to go back and talk about Ethan's brand new book, The One and Done, The Blueprint to Retire Only Once. Thought it'd be kind of fun to kind of re-talk about this because we do give you the opportunity to get the book by texting the word book to 412-515-3355. But there's a lot of stuff in here. We thought it'd be kind of fun for Ethan to kind of walk us through why he wrote a book. I mean, why is he a published author, New York Times selling bestseller list? No.
Well, yeah.
Not yet. But again, Kurt and Ethan are with the team Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to ASGRetire.com to learn more. The book is on there as well, ASGRetire.com. 412-515-3355. If you have questions like, hey, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? 412-515-3355. So Ethan, congratulations. One and done. You've got a green couch out in the pasture is what it looks like.
That is exactly what it is. It was based off of the wedding picture my wife and I took, which I share the story in the book. And I share that because it took a lot of planning to have our wedding in the midst of COVID, especially pretty much in the heart of 2020 is when we got married. And while we were there, the wedding was just flying by, and Allie goes, well, I saw this really nice antique couch in the basement of the barn. I thought it would look great if we carry it out into the field. And we got married at a farm. So I thought it'd be great if we carried it out into the field and took pictures as the sun set. And it really, you know, it was hot. It was the last thing I wanted to do at that point. But we took the couch out in the field, and I really remember that moment, especially because it was just her and I and the photographer, and we were able to take 20 minutes, just the two of us. Hey, wow, we pulled this off. This has been an amazing day, and all of our planning, we really kind of felt rewarded in that moment. So I wanted to share that story in the book, and that ended up being the cover.
And you said, Allie, here's the deal. I'll take the couch out there. No mini pig, right?
Yeah.
That was the deal for getting married.
Yep. No mini pig. There's been no mention of the word mini pig in our house.
That, because that was a big part during the dating process. All right. So let's talk about your book. And certainly planning is all about the retirement blueprint that you and Kurt and the team at Accurate Solutions Group create for your clients. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions in the income part, Medicare in the healthcare part. And that's kind of what you talk about. You certainly talk with, I think, you know, longevity maybe right out of the gate, but you go through all those things that are important to retirees as you work your way through the book.
Yeah, we do. We wanted to get all the most important parts of our process. And really, we wanted to put our philosophy out there. How do we view things? So I will say, not a lot of original thoughts from Ethan Lane. You know, a lot of this came from what I've learned from Kurt over the years, the training I've had through him. So a great mentor to me to write this book, but it lays out our philosophy at Accurate Solutions Group, the five key areas that we plan for our clients, like you said, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we break them up into different sections. We wanted to make it easy to understand. We've focused on that ever since I started with Kurt. Kurt said, you know, I want you to have a deep knowledge of this, but I want you to be able to explain it and articulate it to people as if they're a third grader. And I will say the book's obviously above that level, but we want to do our very best to explain what we know to people at any level of their knowledge. You know, we meet with some engineers who love investing and love to do that kind of thing on their own. We want to be able to help them learn. We also want to help people who have no idea where to begin, help them learn as well.
So why start with the longevity? Is that me? I mean, longevity, all those different pillars we just talked about and you talked about, the longer we're here, the more we're going to see market volatility, the more we're going to see taxes fluctuate up, down, whatever. Everything that we deal with, the longer we're here, the more challenges we may have.
Yeah, definitely. And even, you know, even in part of the intro, I share a little bit about my background and my family's history. My grandfather is a big inspiration to me. He's still with us today. He's 92. And, you know, I talk about his story and how he shaped me and talk about his pension. But that dovetailed right into longevity because, you know, he's been retired now for 30 years. And we're seeing that more and more. He was kind of rare for his generation to live as long as he has. But nowadays, we're seeing people, and with the advances in healthcare and medicine, live a whole lot longer.
So then you go into taxes, you go into the market, retirement income, which certainly is where the whole thing starts. It's about income. How do we replace our paychecks that are no longer coming in? But taxes are one of the biggest things. You spend a lot of time in the taxes category, certainly. I think you have a long one on income. That's certainly a long chapter because income is kind of where it all kind of starts. Is that where the retirement blueprint starts? And taxes, I think really when you think of income, investments, and taxes, the first three pillars, if you will, of the retirement blueprint, those are really all three tied together, aren't they?
Yeah, they absolutely are. Because again, most people who don't have a pension, their income is tied to their investments, which is also tied to taxes, right? A lot of people save for their retirement in a 401k and they've deferred taxes for retirement. Now they're taking withdrawals on a monthly basis. That's all taxed at their income level. And people didn't maybe realize that when they were doing a good job saving. So I dedicate a good chunk of the book to talk about taxes. There's disclosures, obviously. We're not CPAs. We're not giving out tax advice or help prepare people's taxes. But we want to look at retirement planning from a tax-efficient standpoint. That comes into play when making withdrawals from accounts and even leaving a legacy when you pass on. You're going to leave this money to someone you love. There's tax implications for them. We want to bring that into perspective. So, you know, if you're listening today and maybe haven't thought about the tax strategies that you're going to put in place in retirement, maybe you're already retired and you're making withdrawals from your accounts and you don't know if it's a tax efficient strategy. You don't know if you're reducing the tax implications on your money for the long term. Text the word book to 412-515-3355 to get your very own copy of my book, One and Done, The Blueprint to Retire Only Once. Again, text the word book to 412-515-3355.
And a great opportunity for you to get some insight into retirement. I think even if you're retired, this would be a great book to have and to kind of update, maybe refresh, maybe give you something you maybe never thought about before. But it's a great opportunity. And then if you get the book and you're like, okay, well, now I've got some questions, call the team. There's no problem with that. There's no cost. 412-515-3355. Kurt will join us on the when we get done with this segment. He'll be here for the rest of the show. But we're talking Ethan's book, One and Done. And it's a really cool thing that Ethan did, kind of putting the retirement blueprint and the things that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group think are important. And, you know, when you started your book, it's importance of planning. You and your wife, Allie, your wedding and the planning during COVID and all of that for a wedding. Then it goes longevity, taxes, market volatility, retirement income are obviously big factors. But then you kind of get into the tools, Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, and annuities. It's kind of a toolbox section.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we've called our show the Retirement Blueprint. That's what we call our planning process. So when you get into the investments and kind of the ingredients, we like to call them tools. You know, they're helping you accomplish and put together that house, the retirement house. So we talk a little bit about Social Security. It's not the same for everybody. Not everybody should file and claim for it in the same way. So we talk in a little bit of the basics on Social Security. Talk about 401ks and IRAs, how they're different from Roth IRAs. And then we dive into annuities. Try to keep that simple too, because they can be pretty complex tools, but well worth mentioning because they might be tools that you've never used. If you're in a 401k, they don't often offer annuities within the 401k. So that's a chapter I think is worth a read to get more familiar with that as a tool for retirement.
Yeah, and certainly annuities kind of are that area where, boy, I don't want to lose any money in the market, but I do need growth. You could actually use annuities that will give you a piece of the market. They don't give you the whole thing because you're not taking the risk because there's no downside. The market goes down 5%, 50%, doesn't matter. You just don't get anything that year if that's how the market played out that year. So it's a way to kind of grow your money safely, if you will, but they're all different. So that's why I think it's an important chapter to read, but it's probably more important to talk with Ethan and Kurt and the team when you want to know more about an annuity. Doesn't make sense for you because all these tools, they make sense for some people. They don't make sense for everybody. That's kind of what this whole thing is about. Then you go into the estate and legacy planning strategies. Then you say, hey, women retire too. That's amazing. I didn't know women retire.
A little common sense chapter in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's different for them. They might be faced with outliving their spouse and being alone. Maybe they weren't used to taking care of the investments. Now they're losing a Social Security income if they were married. So we do focus on them as specifically. A lot of times they outlive men. So they might be faced with unique challenges that us men aren't faced with.
Yeah, and that's an important chapter. I think, you know, that's one of the things we always say, you know, well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Are we going to be okay? Those are certainly questions we all have. Call the team, 412-515-3355. If you're married, it adds in another dimension in that Social Security decisions, right? Because if you lose a spouse, you lose the lower of the two Social Securities. You keep the higher. You might lose some or all of a pension. And hey, sorry, your spouse passed away. So the year of this spouse passing will let you file your taxes as a joint. But the next year you get to file them as a single person. Your taxes just got a big hit. So there's a lot of challenges for that scenario. And I think the average right now, if you were born at the same time, you're the same age as your spouse, typically women will live about 6 years longer. But if you're 5 years younger when you get married, then now we're 11 years. So that's a huge chapter. And then you get into pensions, but the chapter I want to finish this on is finding a financial professional. I think a lot of people get confused. Ethan and Kurt, they're just going to try to sell me something. They're going to push things on me. That is not how you guys operate at all. You can help them in the market side, right? You're duly licensed. You can help them with the market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, but you can also help them with the insurance side, the annuities and life insurance, and you're not pushing anything. You're trying to figure out what they need to be in a better position, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talk in there about finding a financial professional, and I start with talking about finding someone who's a fiduciary advisor on the investment side. So that's someone who charges a percentage fee to manage investments. They cannot receive commissions from the investment vehicles that they're using. So they're not incentivized to position you in a fund that might pay them more. And maybe it's not as good for you as other funds that are out there. So we follow a fiduciary standard on the investments that we manage for our clients. I think that's super important when finding a financial professional because you want them to sit on the same side of the table as you. You know, we're looking to help our clients put a retirement plan in place, find the best tools in the toolbox because we can use any of them. Being an independent fiduciary financial advisor, we have all the tools in the toolbox. We can use any of them that's best for the client. If you're listening today and you haven't found a financial advisor, or maybe you're working with one, you're not sure it's the right fit for you, give us a call at 412-515-3355 for your own retirement blueprint. We'll spend about an hour just getting to know you and your situation and seeing how we can help. Or if you're listening today and you want a copy of the book, One and Done, The Retirement Blueprint to Retire Only Once, text the word book to 412-515-3355 and we'll send you your very own copy.
So the founder of Accurate Solutions Group will join us next. Kurt Kanodic joins the team right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412 515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to the website to find out more. Kurt started the company back in 1994. You can go to the website to find out more about the team. There's some great information on the website as well. It is AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. Questions, concerns? The team's here to help. Hey, when can I retire, Kurt, Ethan? How long will my money last? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? Really big questions. At the end of the day, you just want to know if I retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355 to learn more about your specific situation. 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation, no pressure to chat with the team. They're here to help. Just don't know if they can until you give them a call. 412-515-3355. So fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they planned for their retirement to actually be. So it turns out when we get to retirement, it's one thing to dream about our retirement. It's another thing altogether to actually get into retirement and the reality. So dreams versus reality of retirement. Now, we've got some sound we're going to play in this segment and the next segment. It comes from a professor. Dr. David Eckert taught about aging and retirement at the University of Kansas for 44 years. Well, he retired. 2 years into his retirement, he writes an article with the Wall Street Journal, admitting that while it's one thing to know intellectually what happens with retirement, living through it is another thing altogether. So we're going to give some sound. We'll get Ethan and Kurt's thoughts on this because I think it's kind of interesting because we're talking about time and the reality of retirement. Now, Dr. Eckert, so he's 2 years into his retirement, writing this article with the Wall Street Journal. He said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
I thought that, you know, one surprise for me is I thought that the feeling of release and freedom that I would get from retirement would come about because I was no longer externally scheduled by a job. In my case, I was a professor and I had to teach these classes and I had to attend these meetings and, in other words, meet these time commitments. But really the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
And Kurt, I know you've done this. You started your company in 1994, so you've been helping folks come up with their strategies and plans for their retirement for a long time. And everybody's situation is different. I have plenty of friends, and I'm 62, but I have friends that were school teachers or that worked for a company that actually had a pension, and they're all seem to be retiring all around me. In late 50s, early 60s, they're retiring. And that's kind of their goal is, hey, I can get Social Security. I've got a pension, so I'm good to go. But they don't really know what day it is half the time. So how do you find the challenge of going from the working years to the retirement years? Do you find that your clients at Accurate Solutions Group are like, yeah, time is really not that important. And I don't even know how I'm doing all I'm doing. I don't know how I worked and did all the stuff that I'm doing because now I'm busy as a retiree.
And there is a balance between that, you know, between not knowing what day it is. And we've had clients come in and we say it's Tuesday. And oh, I thought it was Thursday. And that's absolutely true. We've taught and we've tried to convey, Mark, to the consumer and to those who are coming into our office, you know, money's important and it is a tool that allows you to get to your goals and your vision and your purpose in retirement. But your number one asset is your time. You know, time is something you can't get back. And so for freeing up that time, if it relieves stress and pressure, that's a good thing. But, you know, we have the opposite where there are some clients who just need that structure. They need to know, even though they're retired, I take a walk at a certain time. I go to the YMCA at a certain time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that there's a happy balance somewhere in between not having the structure and having the structure. And that sort of goes to what we do. We do dream casting with our clients and with those who come in to see us. And it's really trying to determine what is your purpose? What is your goal? What is your vision in retirement? What's it going to look like looking at ahead of the time before you retire and not having those surprises once you're retired?
Yeah, I don't think it's unusual. I had a conversation with my mom a week ago, and the conversation was on a Thursday, and she is moving from her house to independent living. So she's moving to where there's a little more care, I suppose, but it's independent living. So that's good at 85. And she goes, okay. And remember, I'm talking to her on a Thursday. She goes, okay, well, she's going to bring some furniture my way is what she says, and take some of my furniture. I don't know what's happening. It's my mom doing all this stuff. So she goes, okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow. And I go, no, tomorrow's Friday. So Saturday? Oh yeah. Okay. I thought it was Friday. Well, no, it's not. That's what happens when you're retired. Now, Dr. Eckert also said one of the biggest surprises is how he feels about his use of time now.
And you think to yourself, why? Why are you doing that? So you feel, you know, as I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. The other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
So, Ethan, do you run across that when people come in that they're like, boy, I'd really like to relax, but I feel like I should be doing something, especially the people that are really go-goers during their working years? It's hard to slow down sometimes in retirement, I would think.
Yeah, we work with a lot of people, blue-collar people that are used to just working and working and working, and they have a hard time sitting down and just relaxing, or they find themselves wandering off looking for a part-time job because they feel like they need that structure or need something to do. And I can totally relate to this because just the other week I was on vacation, and it was towards the end of the vacation. I'm like, okay, well, I'm enjoying myself, but I really feel like I need to be doing something, reading a book or being productive in some way. So I could totally relate to that. And when you're in retirement, that's what you have much more of, is all that time.
That reminds me of about a month ago, met with clients, husband and wife. He had retired a few years ago. She had recently retired about 3 months prior. And I said, oh, how things are going? And, you know, any questions, concerns? And they said the biggest thing they had to get used to is she had to understand that just because her husband was doing something around the house, whether it's remodeling or just doing some work around the house, it was okay for her, if she needed to or wanted to be on the couch just watching TV. They didn't have to be doing something together. There was this guilt thing. So yeah, you have to get used to these things, and these feelings are real. And if you've never gone through that process, you know, if you don't understand dream casting and what's your purpose, what's your vision, at Eckert Solutions Group, Ethan, myself, we're happy to have that conversation with you. Maybe it's just answering a question on that. Maybe it's saying, hey, I don't have a plan. Let's put a true plan in place. Let's look to determine if I can fund my vision and my purpose. We are here to help. Just give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
And I would think most of us, we're not going to overlook planning how we're going to spend our days in retirement, because that's easy enough for most people. Some people really just don't want to work anymore, and then they'll figure out what they're going to do after they retire. The challenge really with retirement planning is coming up with how you're going to create the income that you'll need to do all those things you've been dreaming about. And Kurt, we've talked about this before. Nearly 70% of Americans are missing a written financial plan. They're kind of thinking they've done the right things. They hope they're going to be okay, but they don't really know.
Yeah, and I would say, Mark, with what I've experienced, that number could even be higher than that. You know, a lot of people are still, the number one concern is they're worried, have I saved enough? Am I going to run out of money? Or some may think they can't even retire at all. And that's because most of them don't have a written plan. A written financial plan can actually help you feel more confident and more financially stable. So you don't have to be one of those who are worried if your money's going to last as long or if you can even retire at all. Our retirement blueprint planning process that helps you create that retirement income strategy gives you that flexibility and that freedom and that confidence you need heading into and through retirement. So if you don't have an income strategy, and based on statistics, you probably don't, we invite you at Eckert Solutions Group to give us a call, 412-515-3355, and we can help you create a budget to figure out how much you're going to need in retirement. And again, looking at discretionary income, what's your vision, what's your purpose? We can help you uncover the main risks posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, volatility, volatility, potential tax increases, and definitely rising healthcare costs. We can help you learn about the options for generating that income, and we can help put a plan in place that's going to see you into and through retirement to live out your specific purpose, vision, and dream. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation, but you have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
So it's one thing to come up with how you're going to spend your perfect day in retirement. And what's the difference between creating the retirement blueprint for a couple versus an individual? That's where we're headed next. This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Always want to encourage you to check out the website. There is a lot of great information on there. You find out about Kurt, Ethan, and the team, but there's great information for you. Some of the questions you may have about retirement, there's information all over the place on the website, AccurateRadio.com. AccurateRadio.com. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. A University of Kansas professor, 44 years of teaching aging and retirement. 2 years into his retirement, and so he taught for 4+ decades, then he goes to the Wall Street Journal, writes an article. Hey, I'm 2 years into my retirement. This is what I taught for 4+ decades. Here's what I thought it would be like, but here's what I'm finding out it's like. And he obviously had a pretty good handle on it because he taught this topic really for 4 decades. So he's got a pretty good handle, but he goes, it's not exactly the way I was picturing everything. But he did think about this. He said, one of the challenges that we do have to consider when it comes to retirement is not only how we're going to spend our time, but what happens if we have a spouse who is retiring with us?
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
You know, and Kurt, you just talked about this where you had the couple that retired and all of a sudden, you know, maybe the, and you know, back in the day, it used to be the wife stayed at home, raised the kids, husband went off to work, and the wife probably had the more difficult job. But when, and I had a friend of mine that their dad had a heart attack and the mom was a stay-at-home mom. And all of a sudden the dad has a heart attack, he's at home. And she's like, would you just get out of my kitchen? And I mean, that is the challenge, I think, is, and I don't know, you probably have some that retire at the same time, but I would think a lot of times the staggered retirements, I don't, what do you think?
we encourage that. And it's not that, you know, the husband and wife, they don't love each other, you know, but I will say this, you have to individually figure out sometimes what's that going to look like. Are you going to be that structured person? Are you not going to care, you know, what time you take your walk and go to the Y and you do your different things? And if you do it together, it can be challenging. You know, it's not going to lead to divorce, but, you know, you have to really be careful. And so if you're in control of that, husband and wife, and they're both workers, I would encourage you to stagger that retirement. And then it's a fight about who retires first, because I get that all the time as well. Well, now I'm going to go first. Now I'm going to go first. So, but I would encourage that, because there is something about that.
I had a conversation just the other day with a couple, and he's coming up on retirement. He's about 65. His wife's just a little bit older. She's 69, and she's working 2 days a week, and he's just about to retire. And I said, well, when do you think you'll quit the 2 days a week thing? And she's like, I know I'm going to need to get out of the house when he's fully retired. So I'm going to keep doing that as long as I can. And that's just, we see that all the time. It's nothing against you and your relationship, but you need that space from time to time for sure.
Yeah, Dr. Eckert was talking about the research on marriages, and we're going to maybe touch on this a little bit, but certainly we have seen an uptick in the silver divorces, if you will. But Dr. Eckert says there really should not be any serious effects on your marriage just because you're retired. There's just some adjustments to make.
People really actually look forward to retirement as a time that they can finally spend together after decades of raising children and marching off to work. Now they can enjoy one another's together and engage in activities that they would like to explore.
And Ethan, there is no question that we do have to communicate what we would like to do during our retirement. I had another friend of mine, his parents, classic. This is a classic. The husband bought, unknowingly to his wife, he bought some land in Florida because that was his goal to retire to Florida, get out of the winters. He wanted to be where it's warm. He could go fishing. That was his goal. He'd never talked to her about it. And when she found out, she's like, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? We can't leave the grandkids. They're here. We can't go to Florida, move to Florida. It takes communication, would be my guess, Ethan.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, fairly recently married, every phase of your marriage and relationship revolves around communication, especially when you're planning retirement. I can think of how many times I ask, well, what are your goals when you head into retirement? And I ask, are you looking to snowbird or move down south? And maybe the husband kind of gives his wife a look and waits for her to respond. And she's like, well, he wants to, but I haven't really wanted to. But it helps to talk it out and get on the same page rather than just, you know, putting it off as long as possible. And that is why we ask those questions in the very first meeting that we have with people, is to get that out on the table and help understand each one of them in the relationship and how can we best help accomplish their goals.
So I think, Kurt, it's really, you know, the old financial advisors typically would talk to the husband, not talk to the wife. You at Accurate Solutions Group, that's not how you operate, because it's really important. If you're going to talk about retirement and you're sitting down with a married couple, you need to have both of them in there. Maybe one has more to do with the finances than the other, but if that person's no longer here, then the other one probably does care about those finances. So it is important we sit down together. We don't have to be in the same ballpark. No, we do have to be in the same ballpark. We don't have to be in the same room all the time. So, I mean, for me, it would be fun to go play golf. And if I had a wife, and I've had, cost me some money, but, you know, maybe she would like to go to New York City, go to Broadway, go to watch plays and stuff. Well, I'll go play golf with my buddies, whatever. There's people that do want to retire to an RV and just be together all the time. That's great as well. But it's not that we have to do the same thing all the time, be in the same room all the time, but we do have to have, I think, some consideration for our partner here.
Yeah, we have to be on the same page with the big picture. You know, what does it look like and what are we trying to do? Highly encouraged, because typically individuals have different wants and needs and different activities they're going to enjoy in retirement. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have to be on the same page. I mean, a husband and wife, typically one or the other spends more time on the finances and on the investments and that sort of thing. And the other one spends more time on the household and the bills. And that's okay. But you have to be on the same page for the big picture. You have to understand each individual's, each other's vision and purpose and how that aligns with us together as a couple. And that's critically important.
And a really cool thing that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group have really given you the opportunity. Obviously, if you want to talk to them, just call them 412-515-3355. But if you'd like to just learn more about retirement, they have started this opportunity for you to go to, all you have to do is text the word KIT to that same number Ethan gave you, 412-515-3355. Just text KIT, KIT, and it's got six, seven things you can do there, including a retirement income planning booklet. Will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security checklist and decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team. So there's like seven things there. All you have to do is text the word KIT to 412-515-3355 and just download whatever you would like. You want to learn more about it? Download it. There you go. Pretty simple. Just text KIT to 412-515-3355. And Ethan, you know, we typically on this show, I think when we talk about retirement, we typically are talking a married couple. Are there differences when you're sitting down with somebody that, you know, that is single, divorced, or a widow or a widower? Is it different when you're dealing with an individual versus a married couple?
Yeah, I mean, there are some differences. There's a lot of similarities that we still uncover what their goals and what their dreams are, but they don't have to weigh somebody else's opinion. Now it's totally their vision and what they want to do. If they want to get in the RV and travel, they can do that. If they want to, you know, just, I had an individual who was a single man. He said, "If I'm just going to be happy with a good book and a recliner." And, you know, he didn't have to worry about a significant other's opinion on that or feelings about that. So the goals can be totally theirs, exactly what they want to do. But then from a financial standpoint, there's different things to consider too, like how do they claim Social Security? If they're a single person, you don't have to worry about maximizing a benefit for that surviving spouse. Lots of different areas to take into consideration.
Yeah, Kurt, I would think, because we know mathematically women are going to outlive men 4 to 6 years. And I think you've said on this program that your wife can wear you out and that's why you're probably going to go first. No, you never
said
that.
I don't know. He said that.
He never said that. But we know that women typically outlive men by 4 to 6 years. Then if there's an age difference, that also factors into this. And as Ethan said, Kurt, one of the two Social Securities, the lower of the two Social Securities, goes away. Maybe some or all of a pension goes away. Now, instead of filing, you know, joint tax returns, it's now single, which means your taxes are going up. There's a lot of moving parts here.
There really is. And you have to factor in, you know, when a husband and wife retire as a couple, you can't just stop there and think they're both going to be alive when they're 90, 95 years old. That would be a blessing if that were to take place. But realistically speaking, Mark, we have about 82 widows or widowers within our group here at Accurate Solutions Group, and most of them haven't come to us that way. The unfortunate thing is you have to plan for one of the two passing away. And what is the surviving spouse's income? How we time and claim Social Security prior to that taking place is critical for that surviving spouse. Same thing with a pension, whether we take a survivor benefit or we don't. All those different things factor in, and you have to be aware and cognizant of the fact that when one of the two of us is no longer around, am I going to have enough to live on? What are my tax liability is going to be? Is my budget going to reduce? And if so, by how much? 20 or 30%? What am I going to be doing? Am I going to move out of state and move south now at this point? And we factor that all in at your retirement blueprint.
Yeah. And Mark, actually, one of our scenarios that we look at with a married couple is, it's not a fun scenario, but it looks at numbers wise, what happens if one spouse passes away? It's one thing to talk about it. How do you think you can live? But we actually will look at the numbers. If one spouse passes away and you drop down to 80% of that combined budget and you lose one Social Security, what do the numbers look like? And if we could see that years in advance, we can plan for it properly. So not only do we talk about it, we want to look at the numbers too.
And I would think that you guys both, and either one of you can answer this however you'd like to, but I think, you know, sitting down and how the retirement blueprint works is you have the vision meeting, as Ethan likes to call it, the dream casting. Then it's assess. Here's where you are. Here's what we found. Here's what we think. So here's our strategy. And then you implement the strategy. I would think that that first meeting is really kind of what drives all of you, that you love sitting down with people and hearing their hopes and dreams for retirement and then how you can help them.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, Mark, life is about relationships, you know? I mean, the X's and O's and the numbers are important, but what's driving those numbers? And it's individual circumstances, you know? And to us at Accurate Solutions Group, you know, a client isn't a number. I mean, we know our clients, they know us, and that's what's important to us.
So if you haven't sat down and started working on a retirement plan, give us a call at Accurate Solutions Group. It's 412- 515-3355. We'll spend that first meeting, what we call your vision meeting. It is complimentary. There's no cost or obligation. We'll spend that meeting getting to know you and your situation and begin the steps of putting a plan in place that's customized to you and your situation. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotig and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, you can always go to the website as well to find out more, asgretire.com. asgretire.com. We're headed to our final segment right after this. Stay with us.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello everyone, this is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
So we hear those every New Year's Eve, right? That was the Times Square countdown. But that was actually in the year 1999, heading into the year 2000. So, Kurt, you and I certainly remember all the things going on in that time frame. That's when the world was ending, right? The Y2K, the computers are going to end the world, and we're not going to wake up to anything. We don't know what's going to happen. Obviously, nothing happened. But you remember that, right? Y2K.
Oh, my goodness. I absolutely do. I mean, my parents, they were stockpiling water. They were, you know, having those pre-planned little packaged meals, because what if we couldn't go to the grocery store because everything was barcoded and it was controlled by the computers and we couldn't get gas out of the gas pumps because everything was, again, controlled by the computers and scans and barcodes. And so you had to have some cash on hand. You had some water on hand. And like you said, Mark, what ended up happening was absolutely nothing.
Exactly. So for you, Ethan, in the year 2000, you can relate to this by 2016, Democrats saying Republicans stole the election, and then fast forward to 2020, the Republicans saying the Democrats stole the election. So back in 2000, it was the hanging Chad. Chad was actually the word of the year in 2000, and that was Gore Bush, 2000, the year of the hanging Chad on the ballots, and Florida has come a long way from that time. It was also when we watched the first episode of Survivor. There were the blockbuster movies were Gladiator, Aaron Brockovich. I loved Aaron Brockovich. Julia Roberts played that part wonderfully. It was a great story. I didn't know anything about it. Did you watch either of those, Kurt? Gladiator, Aaron Brockovich?
Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. That was good.
That was a good movie. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So going back to the year 2000, the median home value is $119,600. A stamp. Do you know what a stamp costs today, Kurt?
I don't.
I had to look it up.
52?
It's 55 cents.
55 cents.
I had to look it up. I didn't even know what a stamp, because we don't use stamps as much as we used to. But back in 2000, stamps cost 33 cents. Now, Ethan, this is where it's important for you. The average rate of a 30-year fixed mortgage, 8.05%.
I remember that, unfortunately.
You're going to do much better than that, Ethan, when you and Allie make that decision. Get that first home. So, I mean, that's a lot of things have happened in those 20, 21 years now. So, Kurt, let's go back to you. What was it like for you back in 2000? I mean, your company, you started Accurate Solutions Group back in 1994. Were you a little nervous about the Y2K just for your company and all the records and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there were some things that we had to plan for, and you know, there was some uncertainty because there wasn't consensus as to what may happen or what may not happen. So that's why I think a little bit people were, you know, a little bit nervous and scared and actually planning for the worst, like we had talked about. That was concerning. But also, you know, in the year 2000, Mark, I mean, we saw the dot-com bubble, and I remember specifically meeting with individuals who were throwing all their money into these internet stocks. And, you know, because everything was just riding up and companies were going public that year through an IPO. And all of a sudden, you know, as soon as they went public, they were worth billions of dollars, and yet they were losing money on an annual basis. And it just didn't make sense. And I saw those individuals lose their entire life savings because they had put all this money into the dot-com stocks, and we saw how that turned out. So I do remember the year 2000 for a lot of different reasons.
And Ethan, that's where Mark Cuban became a billionaire. Dot-com.
He did.
And he bailed out, took the money, and he was off and running. So, Kurt, for you, though, what has changed, do you think, when it comes to sitting down with people? Because after you, when you go to 2000, the 90s were phenomenal in the markets. I mean, that was, the story was you could take a chimpanzee, throw a dart, hit anything on the in the stock market, and you're winning. Well, 2000 is going to start a not a very good decade in the Wall Street world. Has anything really changed, though, in your life as a financial advisor? I mean, retirement planning, you certainly have way more knowledge than when you started the company, and the company has grown without a question, but you have more life experience too in helping people come up with that plan and strategy for their retirement. Do you think life has changed as a financial advisor in the last 20, 21 years?
Well, I hope it has. I mean, it has for me, and I hope it has for a lot of other advisors who have gone through that period of time, because I remember specifically back in the year 1999 and in 2000, before the dot-com bubble, that Warren Buffett and his portfolio, Mark, it had just really, really suffered. And he got a lot of criticism from his shareholders because he refused to invest in a lot of these internet companies. He didn't understand them. He didn't know them. And it just didn't make sense for him. And he was getting a ton of criticism until that dot-com bubble. And then all of a sudden, it came to light that he was right in not investing in things you don't understand or you don't know. And I think we got, you know, that brings up another bias, and it's called herd mentality. And it's one of the emotions that we get wrapped up in. And we do everything else everyone else is doing because they're doing so well with it. And, you know, I've learned through that process that really, if you don't understand something, you don't invest in it. It just doesn't make sense. And you got to listen to that gut reaction. And it'll help us stay away from that mentality of everyone else is doing it and doing well. I might as well get into it myself.
And one of the best exercises that we have to understand your emotions towards your portfolio is what we call our stress test. So it's exactly what you're thinking. We hook your portfolio up with wires, we hook it to the EKG machine, and see how it would perform in certain situations. Both in good markets, would you be satisfied with your return if the market was up 25% and you were up 20%? And we can also show you what would happen if we go through another year like 2008 or another year and a half like the financial crisis, and exactly how your portfolio would handle those ups and downs. What that puts in the forefront of your mind are your emotions and some of those biases that you've been hanging on to for a long time. We can show you a stress test, no cost or obligation. You have to call us at 412-515-3355 to set up that meeting. It could be in person, it could be via Zoom, or even over the phone initially. But you have to take that first step, which is calling 412-515-3355.
Ethan Lane, an associate advisor with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Kurt Konotick, of course, the CEO of Accurate Solutions Group, started the company back in 1994. You can always go to the website to find out more, ASG.retire.com. You know, it's kind of interesting. Kurt, I'm going to throw you this question because I think it's interesting. In 2000, the world's going to end because of the Y2K. Nothing really happened. But you think to that decade where you have the dot-com bubble bursting early, you have the banking and housing financial crisis in 08, and people's mindset was, boy, I'm never going to be able to retire. My 401k is now a 201k. I'm just going to have to work forever. I'm going to die at work. And this year, you know, in 2020, when you have the pandemic and we have the quickest ever 20-30% drop in the market in like 22 days, that was one where people decided, I'm just going to go ahead and retire. I think I'm close enough. I'm going to retire. It wasn't, I'm going to work forever and I'm never going to be able to retire. Why do you think there's the different mindsets from 08 to 2020 and how people reacted?
And you're absolutely right. In 08, and that was bad. That was structural. That was the financial crisis. That was a big deal. And it took, you know, 3-4 years to come back. But I think, Mark, people now remember that, you know what? If I weathered that storm, this storm isn't going to be as bad. And I've gone through this before. So maybe there's, you know, maybe people are beginning to not allow the emotions to get involved in those financial decision making. But, you know, once you go through something and you see it is okay, and I am okay, and I'm going to get through this, I think it gives you confidence that, you know, this is just another blip on the radar. And no one knew. there's no way I could have predicted, and I wouldn't have predicted, that that drop would have happened that fast, and we would have recovered from that drop as quickly as we have.
Kurt, I remember back in March sitting on a webinar listening to folks from JP Morgan and all these top investment companies, and they took a poll on the speakers of what they thought the market recovery would look like, whether it would be a V-shape and bounce back kind of like it did, or it would be a W shape and bounce back, then drop again, then bounce back, or maybe like a Nike swoosh where it would take a little bit of time and then come back up. And all the analysts were pretty much even on what they thought it would do. So nobody knew that it would recover that quickly, including all the professionals.
Well, I can tell you this, Ethan, that nobody knew back in the year 2000 when Survivor first hit the air that it would still be on today. But it is. And that first year, back in 2000, an estimated 51 million viewers watched the first season finale of the CBS reality show Survivor when contestant Richard Hatch won the $1 million prize back in 2000. There was a problem, though. He was later found guilty of tax evasion because he didn't pay taxes on his prize money, and he actually was sentenced to 51 months in prison, which the Survivor host Jeff Probst advised later contestants this.
I have one piece of advice. Pay your taxes.
I didn't remember that, Kurt. I didn't remember that the dude that won was Richard Hatch in the first place. I've never been a Survivor guy because I'm not really that. If I go outdoors, I'm playing golf. I'm not trying to survive the wilderness. But I didn't remember that. He was sentenced to jail. Did you remember that?
I do remember that. And it was a big deal. And, you know, I never understood this, Mark. I mean, here's someone who was on TV, watched by millions and millions of people. Everyone knew in the United States that he had won $1 million. Now, think about that.
He thought the IRS wouldn't watch that show.
I don't get it. I don't understand that. So I would encourage you the same as what Jeff said. You got to pay taxes. Yeah. You know, you can't live on that gross income in retirement. You got to pay taxes and live on that net income.
So let's end with this, because I do think the taxes, the reason we played that is because it's kind of fun to do so, to go back in time. But I would think this is one of the areas that people, when they're thinking about retiring and they're putting all the X's and O's together, you know, and I've got this much coming in and that's going out, I think I'm going to be fine. One area they forget, taxes. Fair to say?
Absolutely fair to say. And, you know, we are, and our opinion can be right or wrong, but we are of the mindset here at Accurate Solutions Group, Mark, that taxes are on sale today. If you think about where we're at, a new administration coming into the office, the new administration has said they're going to raise taxes. So even if they're not able to do that, or even if they don't do that, we know the current tax provisions that Trump put into place sunset in the year 2025. So in the year 2026, tax rates are going back up again unless Congress acts. It's our belief that taxes are on sale right now. It gives you the ability to pick and choose what asset bucket you're going to pull your income from to be more tax efficient in retirement. And sometimes prepaying taxes, now that we know they're on sale, makes sense. And that's why in your retirement blueprint, taxes is one of the five key critical areas we cover. We look at the income planning first and foremost. We look at proper investment allocation, and then we plan for that cash flow. We plan for that income as efficiently as possible, so when you are taking your documents to your tax preparer on an annual basis, you're paying as little in taxes as legally possible. Proper tax planning is critical, and taxes play a big part. We believe it's one of your two largest risks in retirement: healthcare and taxes. If you have not taken taxes into consideration, if you have a plan in place, but you just don't know what my tax liability is going to be based on how much I'm drawing and your sources of income, we at Accurate Solutions Group are more than happy to help in that area. Take that first step, giving us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's... That's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast. This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.